Tani Zayim on our top line for end of the line. Ketzad Mecheres. So how does this Mechira work? Amar Rabbi Daniel Bar Rav Katina, Amar Rav Huna, Mecheres Achas L'Shtemas Mecheres. So she sells enough properties to provide for 1 year's worth of Mezonos. Okay. But Melekeach, the person who bought it, Mefarnes Achas L'Shoshim Yoim. Every 30 days, the arrangement is he brings in 30 days worth of the money. So she takes the property, so she sells enough property to provide for enough for a year. But we're afraid that she might mismanage the money and spend some of the money early, and then if she marries during the year, so the assumim will not get back the right amount of money. So at worst, the loss is going to be a 30-day loss as opposed to a larger amount of loss. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, she sells only sells six months at a time. Okay, three please. Tani Kavasa Rav Huna. Bryce says, Mecheres Hashlimas Chodesh, Velekech Mefarnes Achas Hashloshim Yom. Tani Kavasa Rav Yehuda, Mecheres Shishah Chodosh, Velekech Mefarnes Achas Hashloshim Yom. Amar Meimer Hichlusa, Mecheres Shishah Chodosh, Velekech Mefarnes Achas Hashloshim Yom. Amalei Ravashi La Meimer. Rav Huna Mai. Why didn't you pass that Rav Huna? So Amalei Lo Shmieli, I don't hear him, which clever means Lo Sirli. I don't feel that that's correct. Okay. Iboy Lehu, Iboy Minamer of Sheshes, Mecheres Mazonos, Masha Tachse, a teacher of the Ksuba. Okay, so the woman sells the property of the husband's for mezonos purposes, and now she comes to collect the ksuba, and there's not enough property to collect the ksuba. She said, well, there's a piece of property which belonged to the husband, but she just sold for mezonos, so she should get it back for ksuba purposes. So can we borrow a little bit of Yosef? This question really... Yeah, well, let's see Rashi first before we do the piece of Gemara. So Rashi, the Rashi is in the narrow lines already. She should sell a year's worth of enough property to provide a year's worth of Mezonos. But about the Kach, La Yimsela Kolomos... The cat doesn't give all the money at one time. He delivers each month, in this situation, 1/12 of what he owes, 1 month's worth. We gain with this that if she marries, so the rest of the money which is owed in the field, instead of being given to the woman, will be given to the yorshim. Okay. Zok the Gemara. So the Gemara has the Shiloh, by my name, Rav Sheshes, Mecheres, the Mesonis, Masha Tafsa, a teacher of the Ksuba, can be borrowed a little bit of Rav Yosef. The Shiloh is based on Rav Yosef's statement, Omer of Yosef, Almata is a widow, an Almana. The Zovin, she sells one of the fields of the assignment. So the loch is Achrayas Ayasmi, that so she sells the field, and now that field is taken away from the purchaser for some reason or other. So we say, great, okay, but the field sold Achrayas, so they go back to the woman to get reimbursed. That would be the first thought. So therefore, in this case, it's an irrelevant question. She sells the field, then she collects her ksuna from the field, and they come to her to get reimbursed for the fact that they just lost her field, so they take it away from her. So what did you accomplish? So that's not true. The Rebbe says, she was selling the field to pay back a chayv that is due to her. She was acting as the administrator of the assignment's property, but the responsibility for the chayv was on the assignment. So if the property which she sold to get her payments was eventually taken away from the purchaser for whatever reason, the reimbursement is not from her, it's from the assignment. So now she comes, she says, you have responsibility. This field that I sold, there's an earlier shibud on it, my shibud of the tzuva. I'm going to collect it, and you're going to have to reimburse the guy. Okay, so Ubeidina de Zovin, or if the woman the doesn't do the process of selling it, but rather Bezdin does it, so also the Christ is a Yasmi, because it's their Chayv which Bezdin is taken care of, but the responsibility for the Chayv is on the assignment. Okay, so what's the Shiloh? Do we say Kiman da Christ a Yasmi Tarfa? So if it's the responsibility over here is on the assignment, so basically it's the assignment, it's equivalent to the assignment selling the field. And then the field they sold, it turns out there was a previous shibud on it, which would be collected, and then they would have to reimburse. So that's the tzad that she could do this. Odilma. Motzi Omri Lo. The purchaser could tell the omana nehida Christ the alma loy kibili saluyich iluch a Christ in apshach meil kibili kibuli kabalt kibilis. Yes, you have not taken responsibility for other things which will happen that you should be responsible for, but you should be the one who sells it to us and collects it from us. That much responsibility you've taken, that you should, the sale, the idea of a chrys of a sale is we're guaranteeing the safety of the sale. If you can't guarantee the safety of the sale against you yourself, that's not logical. That, you know, you sold it, you mean you are supporting that this is appropriate to sell. Then you're saying you're taking it back. So that much the woman has undertaken to do, that she shouldn't be the source of their loss. So this is what they asked of Sheshes. So Sheshes said to those who asked him, Tini Tuwa, we learned it in the Braisa. He says, Mecheres v'halachis, Akinek Tuvas. The woman will sell from his owners until she gets to the point that the there's enough karka left to collect the ksuva. Okay.
What if she still is hungry? I mean, what if she still needs?
What if all the property runs out? What she still needs? She still needs. Okay. Go. We don't have a source for her. The money ran out, so they have a chayv responsibility to pay the ksuba. So if she wants to have that available to collect her ksuba down the road, she can't sell from Zionist.
But she could opt to.
It doesn't sound like it, but the same way. And And she relies now that she'll collect the ksula from that amount until there. So shnamina shiura in lo shiura lo. That means if she sells it, she wouldn't have what to collect from. But according to what we're arguing right now, even if she would sell it, so she'll sell it, and then she'll collect it back from the lekuchos for ksuba purposes. And the assignment will have to deal with the mess. So you see that no, once she would sell it, she couldn't collect from it. So if she wants to have the ksuba available, she can't sell that property. Morris says no. But Dilma ate satoyba kamashmalon. The likra law had drinosa. Okay, it's not that she cannot collect, but we're telling her that don't do this, because when relying on the fact that you'll collect it from the kukhois, you'll end up being referred to as a hadrinosa, an Indian giver, a person who backs down on their word, so which is a bad reputation for her. Morris says, if that's true, in Cain, list the Gaibak Subasim in Ashar. My Samach Law. So the language of the Samach Law sounds like Shamino, Shirin, Lo Shira Loi. She can only rely on this if it wasn't sold. Once it was sold, she has no way to rely on it. Okay. Look, Rashi. Ma'u shatachta b'titchev. Oysim her kakos atzim. Go take those that karka that she sold, and then repossess it for the ksuba purposes. So do we say, based on Rabbi Yosef's arguments, that Rabbi Yosef said al marto the zovin. Our malta the zovin, savi yisaimim the mezenis eliksuba, the kibla aleya krayis. She sold it to collect the mezenis or for the ksuba, and when they sold it with a krayis. If something happens to the field, they'll come back to get reimbursed. A krayis yasmi, a krayis alukuchah is chazer al yisaimim. They go back to the yisaimim shrei aleyan hoya hakoyv. She sold it, but it's their property with their responsibility. Okay. Tarfo. What's over there? Kilo Chazi is there for Tarfo. She has a right over here to collect the property. And the Kuhos Vehemi Achzor Ali Yisrael will go to Yisrael like Rabbi Yosef said. Or not, because she was in the Kabbalah Kriyas vis-a-vis herself. Bryce says, "Becheres Olechis, Lemazonis." She continues selling properties to get her Mazonis. Actually, Yivoser Karka Liyershim Ella Shir Ksubosa. Until to the point, there's left over that amount of Karka. Mesamach Law. She relies on that. That'll be what is guaranteed for her to be available to collect the ksuba. Okay. Zatim mora iboy luhu zavin v'lo itzucha le zuzi. So she sold the properties. Person sells a property, and it was clear that he, at the time of the sale, he said the reason why I'm selling this property is because I need to buy something else. And then it turned out he did not need the money. So it's not a case of a ksuba or a mezonos. Person sells a field, And he makes clear to the purchaser that the reason why he's selling the field is because he needs the money for Project X. It turns out he did not need the money. So, he doesn't need the money. So, Hadrizvini or Loi Hadrizvini? Can the person back out of the sale? The Tosis over here, there's a parallel Tosis a few places in Shas, but Tosis says the case over here was that when Shigila died to B'Shas HaMecher, at the time of the sale, he said very clearly why he's doing it. For example, I'm selling this field because I need to buy animals to plow my fields. Because if he did not say anything, even if that's what he was thinking, and even if people knew what his plan was, we don't know at the moment of the sale, he might have decided to make it a definite sale no matter what. Okay. Now Tosis says, so he didn't make a Tanai over here. He didn't say, listen, if I need the money, I'm selling the field. And if I don't need the money, I'm not selling the field. So that'd be easy. He made a Tanai. It's a regular Tanai, like any other Tanai. So if it rains tomorrow, I'm selling. If it doesn't rain, I'm not selling. So he just said why he's doing this. He said, I really don't want to sell this field, but I have no choice. I need to buy these animals from other fields. Otherwise, I can't work the fields. I have no choice. I must sell this field. That's why I'm selling the field. That's what he tells me. So now we realize he doesn't want it otherwise. We didn't make it tonight. Tosha brings another case of the Gemara. Now, V'yeshtorim she'enam well behem gili das achiyasna. There are things which gili das is not sufficient. Just verbalizing why you're doing it, even that's not enough. You have to make a tonight. The person selling his clothing. You sell your fields away because you're leaving. So why is the guy selling his field? Because he's leaving to go to Eretz Yisrael. That's an example of the more we had in Kedusha. Right, he says he's selling his clothing because he's going there to sell. Like, what's going to do with the other? Right, so over there you need a Tanai. So even if he'd say that's why he's doing it, that wouldn't be sufficient. There you need a Tanai. How somebody in Mel Gilidas? So there, Gilidas is not just verbalizing why you're doing it isn't sufficient. Even if we believe you. Fine, but until you make it tonight, we can't take it that the sale was contingent upon that result. But the piece of property, which is a very normal thing, the person only sells it because he's leaving. So even if you do not make it tonight, the Gemara is saying that there's the fact that you're verbalizing why is sufficient to say that the sale is contingent upon that reality. So it says, if you don't say that, when Shem Loi Termer came, if you wouldn't say that, may actually ain't sorrow l'shum tonight. So where do you tonight him for? El gilu das ba'alma. But that's not true. B'chom lo'kam b'inan do me to make tonight b'gan me'r ruvain. Tonight kofel. El vadi gilu das b'milsa shen regilis lasus kein l'mahani achiyasna. So therefore, in things which you would not be, people would not see the connection, it's not a natural thing. If you want to make a connection, you must verbalize the full tonight. Okay, but these type of things where it's a logical connection that most people when they're living here don't want to give away their properties; they need what to live on. The fellow says everybody knows he's planning to move there to Israel, so he sells the property. He says, I'm selling because I'm moving there to Israel. It doesn't take it to like awful. Then he goes and it doesn't work out. So he comes back and says, I only sold it because of that. It didn't work out. So the more it discusses what's called going. But once he got to that point, he says, I never meant to sell it under these circumstances. Well, you're going to make it tonight. Well, you don't need it tonight. That's the fact that you verbalize it at that moment is to give a clarity that this is the only reason. Tosfos will take it a step further. There's certain cases where you don't even need gilidas. It's so obvious you don't even need to say it. So a person is selling a property because he's forced to run away due to the king, etc., and he's able to come back. Well, you sold it, you know. You didn't say why you're selling it. I mean, you know, there's a warrant for my head. You know, why are you selling it? I just happened to sell it out. You're selling it because of that. So you don't need gilidasim for that. Okay, and he brings other cases. The way the it brings more of the mishamais. Reishim holok benoy lebenin seyam mishama shamais benoy. Person's son went away. The report came back to the son that died. Because of Kol Nechatzav L'Acherim, he wrote off his properties to other people. And the son, the report was incorrect. So Shimon ben Manasseh Yomer Ein Matanta Matana Biduashim Hoy Yudeya Shabbatai Kaim Hoy Yekos. He didn't say a Tanai. He didn't say anything, right? But it was obvious that people don't give away their properties if they have a child. There was a report the child was dead. That's why he gave it away. Now it turns out that the report was incorrect. Of course, he didn't mean to give it away. Tosfos' lashon in Gittin is that the worm shebelev ain't him divorced. So if it's the worm shebelev. He didn't say anything. I don't care what you're thinking. A person makes a sale thinking it's only because X, Y, and Z. But that you didn't say anything. That's called the worm shebelev ain't him divorced. But something that was believe kolodom, something which every heart has that sentence going, that's called that you verbalized it. It has the equivalent of being of saying it, because everybody knows exactly. Every person in these circumstances has to do the exact same thing. So that's called believe kolodom. That's called as if you verbalized it. So in the case of selling properties because the person is leaving, moving away, so. There's other reasons why people sell properties. Selling clothing, that's even less of a connection. I mean, giving away his property, you know, so you have to sit there and work out the how you know what's where you draw which line. Sometimes it's a little bit nebulous, but that's the Tosfos has three madrigas. So over here, at the time of the sale, he said, "I'm selling this because I have need X." Right? He didn't say it tonight, Kofel. Now he wants to back out. So the more he wants to know what's the halacha. Toshma. The more so bring your right. Al gavra the zovin ara l'rapapa. The itzrichu le zuzi le mizvin turi. So Rapapa bought the property. The fellow said that he's selling the field because he needs to buy oxen for to plow with for his other fields. At the end, he determined he did not need that money. He was able to get the animals a different way. So, Rapapa returned the property. So you see that the property is returned. Morris says, no, Raya, because Rapapa lifted him, sure, said, didn't who the oven? Maybe Rapapa was doing it beyond the letter of the law. Okay, Toshma. The mercy will bring a different riot. The Halbet Surta, the Halbet Bin Hardo, there was a drought. There's a Batsaris, there was a lack of food. So the cost of food went up in price. So Zamnino Kuliyama La Padnayu. So people sold their homes to buy food. The soif osuchiti. Before they ended up buying the food, a new shipment of wheat came into the town, and the price of the wheat dropped, and they didn't need the money. So over here, it's clear everybody sold it because they needed the money. The mice and they didn't need the money. So it's mamash our case. Okay, so Amalu Rav Nachman, So Rav Nachman said to the purchasers, "Dinahu the Hadri Apadni the Murayu." The loch is that the homes go back to their owners. So you see that a case, a person sells something, verbalizing they're doing it because they need the money. It turns out they don't need the money. So the sale was contingent upon that need. So the sale is bought up. The Gemara says, no, it's not right, because Hasam Nami, Zini Bato Savu, the Goy Milsa, the Arba Bakuli Havi Kaima. That the ship which was delivering the wheat was there ready. That it's just it had to go a little bit of a more crooked version to get there. An equal is a crooked version because you tracked it because. The river was swollen with water, so it was coming a little more slowly. But the wheat was coming, and then had anybody known that, obviously they would not have sold. So that's that is that they were selling it under mistaken belief that there was no wheat coming, because usually it's here by now. So had they known that, they never would have sold. So that's like that's a toast in the sale. Where it says Ihaki, but whereas a case over here where at the time of the sale there was no specific reality which it was that the sale was made on, which is a mistake, if a person would want to back out based on the need of the money, a person would have to make a full bona fide tonight. Hiyachim Mor says, "Hi, the Darmale Rami Bar Shmuel, the Rav Nachman." That so then, if that's true, now we understand the following conversation. So Rami Shmuel asked Rav Nachman, "In Cain, if you're going to take these sales and nullify them, annul them." Right. So what's going to happen is that nobody's going to want to buy in the future. So a person needs to sell a field. So you're machshil and losilova. You're going to create a problem for them, a blockage in the future. Amalei alta koyama b'tzur tishkicha. So Rav Nachman said back, you know, this scenario. It's not a common scenario, so the people who are potentially might want to purchase are not going to be negatively motivated not to buy it because they're worried about this happening again, because it doesn't happen so often. Is it so common? Amalei in Beserta Ben Hadar Mishkach Shicha. Rav Shmuel Rami Bar Shmuel said no, that the it does happen. So you're going to have this fear in people's minds that they're going to argue mechatos. Because the zavim lo yitzchay the zuzi is hadr zvini. Where says halacha lemaisa. So if you're saying that this is a special unique case, it's not a unique case. But if you tell me this is the rule intrinsically, that's the rule intrinsically, and that's how he passed it. Okay, so Rashi. Zobin, well, it's a chalele zuzi. Person sold the field, did not need the money. Makas Hadeo. Vano yoidem shahoyo chavetz likna sada ployni. A pragmatia ployni, spice in the most. He sold the field. And it was known to us that the purpose of selling the field was because you need to buy a different field or different merchandise. And now, the people he wanted to buy from that other property backed out. So the money which was freed up in order to buy property X was not needed. So now, does he turn around and say that to his the person who purchased from him, I only meant to sell it because I needed the money. Now that that opportunity is not there, I don't need the money, my sale is valid, is void. There's a sudden hike in the price of the market price. So people sold their homes to buy chitim. So Merce says the story was the Arbi Bakula Habikaima. Shayadesha got all the north because the river was swollen. The ships had to come in a more crooked path. If the sellers of the homes had realized that that's the reality, why you merchant bateya? They never would have sold their homes. Mashas mechira habalei tos. It means that at the time of the sale, there was a mistaken perception of reality. That had they known the ships were coming, they would have waited a little more. But in a case where the mechira had not been a mistake, for example, so let's say so the people who had chitim available decided to drop to be nice and drop the price at the time of the sale. That was the price of wheat. There was a bona fide price. So there's nothing wrong with the sale. Later on, the circumstances change. That's not a called mechel tos. Or wheat came into the city from a different place, but that wheat had not, the delivery of that wheat had not started. So that wheat is not part of the picture yet. Whereas this wheat is being delivered to the city. Just they're taking longer than expected. So that's a mistaken understanding of the reality. But I can't, predicting future is not called a mistaken reality. The reality right now is there's no chitim. So that we could argue lohadri. So we see hachi hainu vadi de omerle. That wheat,
other wheat,
correct. So that's shot when Rav Shmuel said to Rav Nachman, "Nitzis Machshilon, the boy of Zuni Karka Lo Yim Sukanim. They want to sell a piece of property. Nobody wants to buy it. Vamalei in, but Surtim and Hadom Meshkashicha Meshkashin the Dilma Osu Arbi. So that this story might happen again in the future. The Kaimi be Kuli. Vaduzi Nayul. So Shami no time I mishum mechotos. So now that you're explaining to me, that's the argument. Do you understand that this was a common problem in the city? But also chitim mokim karev. If we came from somewhere else, shuvel elavadom, or just these people punk got money, got wheat. Time mishum zavim b'loy itzchle zuzi have it. Have minu d'loy shkeichu v'lekem mikshul. So what's the mikshul? If that's the people are not going to be worried about buying. If there's a unique scenario we're talking about, which will not be repeated, so that's what he's arguing. But if it's something which this problem of the wheat coming down, already being on its way, coming down the river by boat, and having to go more slowly because the water is high, so. That was a common problem, and that would therefore that would be a potential mikshul for in the future scenarios. The Morris says the Maisa, the halacha is hadar zvi'i even not in such a case, and so then we don't understand the way Morris presented. We don't understand exactly what Rambam Shmuel's. Arguments is this is a general rule, but the circumstances are not unique and specific. Are not specific to this scenario. A unique thing which might have happened down the road. That's not going to be a mikshul. Okay.